Now that President Trump has formally been impeached by the House, many Americans are asking, what's next? Well, the articles would typically go to the Senate, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said she could temporarily hold these articles of impeachment until the Senate outlines the process for the trial. Pelosi got testy with reporters today on whether she risks looking like she's playing political games.
Clearly, do you understand? When we see what their process is, we will know who and how many we want to send over. Not until then. I'm not going to go there anymore.
Joining us now to break all of this down and offer the latest is NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. And Domenico, let's talk about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's actions to possibly hold these articles of impeachment. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is calling Speaker Pelosi's actions constitutional extortion. What does this all mean?
Well, I don't, you know, Democrats don't think that what they're seeing in the Senate is fair. Senator McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, who now will control this process, said already he's not impartial, that he's working with the White House lawyers, and Democrats think that there should at least be a veil of impartiality or some openness to the evidence. Democrats want witnesses called. McConnell has already said that he won't call the four witnesses that Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader in the Senate, wants. I'm not sure, though, that Pelosi delaying, you know, sending the articles of impeachment over to the Senate is really going to matter a whole heck of a lot as far as, you know, the willingness of Republicans to kind of bend to some kind of compromise. You know, now this turns to the Senate, and Mitch McConnell controls the Senate, and he certainly had a lot to say about that today.
Yeah, speaking of what he had to say, He said the impeachment effort is the thinnest and weakest impeachment effort in history. Let's listen.
And it was made even more clear last night when Speaker Pelosi suggested that House Democrats may be too afraid to even transmit their shoddy work product to the Senate. Ms. President, it looks like the prosecutors are getting cold feet.
You kind of answered this a little bit, but at this point, are Republican and Democratic leaders even talking about agreeing on trial procedures at all?
Well, you know, Schumer is really the person who you have to look to, the New York Democrat who leads the Democrats in the Senate. He's going to try at least to work out some kind of agreement with McConnell. Obviously, though, you hear how dug in McConnell is on this point, that he feels that what's already been done by Democrats is not, you know, a thorough investigation. There's a bit of irony in that, though, if he's saying that it was a not so thorough investigation and has no desire to call any of the witnesses who might have firsthand knowledge of some of the events that took place. I mean, clearly, we're just at a partisan place here, especially with Republicans, whose party has really become the Trump party.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about President Trump and his response. Most of his response has come on Twitter and at a rally last night in Battle Creek, Michigan. He blasted Democratic Representative Debbie Dingell for coming out in favor of impeachment. What else did he say?
He was only a few minutes short of his longest ever speech. Actually, he was 3 minutes short. We were kind of noticing how long it was going on. It was almost 2 hours. You know, he blasted impeachment. He really went after Democrats. And the rest of it was mostly the usual hits from President Trump. So, you know, the thing with him, though, I mean, going after someone like Debbie Dingell and her husband, John Dingell, the late John Dingell, you know, it's really just indicative of this president and the fact that he is willing to go after whoever, whenever. The reaction from the audience wasn't all that great for the president. So I'm not sure it's a line he'll trot out again.
Interesting. Thank you so much for this update. So much to watch for and so much we'll be hearing throughout the day. That's Domenico Montanaro. He's NPR's senior political editor and correspondent.
Thank you.